A lot going on in Hillsborough this week. Got a town board meeting tonight, and having not had one last week, a couple big items on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we're on our rhythm. We have a regular meeting every month and then a workshop every month, and pretty, like I said, busy schedule for us. Tonight, two big items. The board will consider the Collins Ridge development. This is approximately about 125 acres, you know, over 1,000 residences, including, you know, a fair number of affordable housing, but whether we would annex that property, whether we would rezone it, and whether then we would prove a master plan for that development. It's right in the heart of town, and we've had several public hearings about it. There's certainly, you know, it is a big development for Hillsborough. The planning board has recommended that we do approve it, so it'll be interesting to see what the commissioners will look at it tonight, and I do trust my colleagues. They're going to be very, very thoughtful and look at all the kind of the various alternatives, and we may or may not come to a decision tonight, but we certainly very well could. And so that is a big item that's on our agenda. The second thing, it's mostly getting an update, is going to be about the upcoming stormwater utility fee. That's something that's under, as we call it, we're sort of developing by successive approximations. As we're getting down to the details about how many residences and pieces of property are impacted from that, and have heard a lot of feedback from the public, and so have changed the proposal somewhat, and so we're getting updates of a couple different alternatives about what those fees might look like and what the program might look like over the next 3 years in our financial plan.
So what would the differences be from the original?
Well, one of the two major differences in how the fees are structured, we had originally said there would be a flat residential fee proposed at $50, and then there would be a tiered fee for businesses. It'd be one of three tiers. I think it was like $500, $1,500, and $2,500. We found like a lot of small businesses that it, when we started doing the math, it seemed to be a lot of inequity. And you'd find people who might have had a couple small business properties would end up paying way more than, let's say, a big Walmart or something in terms of, and not having so much impervious space. So the changes that we're looking at is one looking at five tiers, which seems to distribute the fees a little bit more equitably between the non-residential. We've also realized that there's quite a number of properties that would not be paying. They're zoned residential, but there's actually, we're not going to charge anybody if they don't have any development on their property. And so probably the $50 fee is going to not be sustainable. And so whether do we make a higher fee like $70, do we make it increase a little bit every year for the next 3 years, do we go ahead and just make a flat fee that we know we can hold to, those are some of the decisions that we'll be looking at. And we won't be deciding today, but
we'll
be looking at our options.
All right. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens again, this meeting is tonight, 7 p.m. Town Barn, right?
Yes.
Yep. And everyone's invited to this. And this is the this is also a big meeting because of Collins Ridge, the possible vote. And I know this is something that the town has been talking about, town residents have been talking about, commissioners have been talking about for a long time. It's part and parcel of the growth of Hillsborough, which has also been a big item on the town's agenda for many months, if not years. How has the public conversation and all of the feedback that you've gotten from the public helped shape this proposal?
Well, you know, it varies, and you know, mostly in the most of the conversation has been in the public hearing. It's because this is quasi-judicial. Right. You're not really paying a whole lot of attention to what's happening outside, because really what has been presented to us by the developers, by interested party, by the county, by and any citizens that wanted to speak to the matter. So we're looking at the information. What we have found is at this point is that the developers have altered their proposal as we have gone along in response to quite a number of comments. For example, there's like five parcels in this master plan. We had concerns about the level of affordable housing. The developers had originally proposed something like 40 units or so, and then they came back when we just didn't feel like that was adequate, and they couldn't do that with kind of sort of units for sale, but they came back working with CASA. We could do rental units and do something like 88. That changed the proposal. And then the question is where's the location going to be and how much is that going to be integrated into the community? So those are the kinds of questions. Affordable housing has been something that the board has been very interested in, and developers have also responded, quite adequately, and CASA has been involved. So it's I think, been a very, very healthy conversation. Recreation facilities is one thing. Traffic mitigation, of course, is the thing that I think most of us are really, really worried about. Mm-hmm. We know traffic is bad on the road. We do know that Orange Grove Road Extension is on the DOT plan and to be funded, but, you know, that's 5-7 years away at best. And so, there are certain traffic mitigations. We've had an official traffic study, but nevertheless, people just look out their window and see the cars going by and say, oh my goodness, what will that many houses do to the traffic out there?
Traffic's always a big concern whenever you get a big development. Are there any other lingering concerns after the process?
Well, I think the board will have a whole kind of list of things that we'll want to talk about, but the I think we did a pretty thorough job in the public hearings. The planning board did a kind of a thorough, going through what the master proposal is. And again, this is a master plan. And so what it means is these are the general guidelines that says that they can, by right, develop housing here and what kind of housings and some general guidelines. It specifies a little bit about the streets, what kind of amenities would be done. But it isn't a specific plan for each one of those parcels. To develop, if it were to pass tonight, the developer would have to come back with an SUP, special use permit application, that would have a lot more details about lighting and where specifically the roads are and how many units and what setbacks were. A lot of the things that are of concern we really won't even see until the SUP. The master plan is intended to sort of, in broad strokes, say, okay, we're okay with the concept. Here are the constraints, and then we'll look at it in more detail at the SUP level.
Speaking again with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Again, this meeting is tonight, 7 p.m. in the Town Barn, Collins Ridge, and Stormwater Fee Updates among the items on the agenda. Mayor, before we let you go, anything else going on around town? I know spring is here. We got St. Patrick's Day coming up in a couple of days, and I know you were mentioning earlier today Airmount is coming back open.
Yes, indeed. So it's a good week. We had an incredibly, unseasonably warm weather, but it's quite beautiful out there. Daffodils are out. There's, free tours. Airmount is reopened for the season. Next Saturday, the County Recreation Department is having their huge, free egg hunt. Mm-hmm. The Chamber of Commerce is having a St. Patty's Day themed fun run and for kids to dress up and walk around Gold Park and River Park. And so there's a lot of things this Saturday for families to do. And, of course, it is St. Patrick's Day the week. So I think it will be hopping in Hillsborough. All the restaurants have sort of specials. So if you want to come and have a nice small town experience of St. Patty's Day, come to Hillsborough.
That's really cool. And I got a shout out to Airmount because I had not toured that house ever until they were doing their Christmas stuff right before the holiday season really kicked in. And we got a chance to tour the house. And it really is, it's a local treasure that not a lot of people necessarily know about that exists. I mean, we think about these historic houses like Biltmore and these other great places in Charleston and Asheville and places like that. But there's one right here in Hillsborough that's really worth seeing.
As I tell people, when Thomas Jefferson was building Monticello on the Virginia frontier between 1800 and 1815, this magnificent, of course, he architecturally designed that. William Kirkland on the North Carolina frontier, right on the what then was the Great Trading Path, where people could see it, built this magnificent brick, conventional but just classic home between 1800 and 1815, and it really is a treasure. That's part of, there's like 50 acres with the Poets Walk. There's the Classical American Homes Preservation Trust. Mr. Jenrette bought that property and the Speedway, and so Hillsborough is very fortunate to be kind of bookends of this incredible green space. Okeechobee Mountain on one side, and then the Airmount and the Speedway on the other side, and then the Riverwalk to connect the two, and with River Park right and Gold Park right in the middle. So that whole Eno River corridor is just a very, very special place for Hillsboro.
I'll check out more information about Airmount and other events and happenings at visithillsboronc.com. And you can get the schedule the agenda for the board meeting tonight, plus other information about the town at the town's website, ci.hillsboro.nc.us. Mayor Tom Stevens, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron.